What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So one thing I forgot to tell you guys about on my recent trip to San Francisco, which, yeah. By the way, if you missed the show yesterday when we started the show, do not believe what you read or hear in some agenda-driven media channels or Fox News.
I don't read any of those things because I don't like being angry. You said it was beautiful and it was clean and you had a great time.
If you have heard that San Francisco is filled with homeless people, that it is dirty, that it is unsafe, that it is trashy, it is a lie. It is a lie. Oh, Scott, you just stayed on the highways. You never really went downtown. No, we did. Twice.
You were all over.
We went through Chinatown. We went through downtown. We went all over the downtown area because I wanted to see it.
Yeah.
And we went downtown not once, but twice. Downtown San Francisco is gorgeous, it is clean, and it is safe. In 4 days on the ground in San Francisco, I saw two homeless people. I see two homeless people
right
when I get off of I-35 to get into downtown.
Every large city has its issues. And I'm sure San Francisco is no different. But yes, I found it to be a stunningly beautiful place. And I told you this yesterday. I am so jealous you got to go to Alcatraz.
It's awesome.
That we are trying to maybe plan that trip next year.
So, and the tickets aren't obnoxious.
They're, no, like $100, didn't you
it's
say?
It's less than $100 a person.
But you can stay all day.
You can stay as long as you want.
I want to stay as long as I want.
Well, right. But I mean, we were there. We were on Alcatraz for about 2 hours. And I still think we didn't see it all.
Yeah.
But we had dinner reservations and we wanted to get back to the mainland. But anyway, one thing we did see a lot of, and I was really nervous a couple of times crossing the street at the sidewalk or at the crosswalk. There are Waymos everywhere.
Waymos.
The self-driving cars.
Oh. Really?
Dana, when I say everywhere, I mean I'm trying to remember a time we were on a block where there was not a Waymo in traffic.
And you can tell because there's no driver.
Well, there is no driver, but they also, they're unique vehicles. I mean, they're like Teslas or whatever, but they've got these devices on the top, like a radar almost.
Yeah, cameras, sensors.
Yeah, there are sensors on both the left and right side of the car. And we were walking down to the Fisherman's Wharf on Thursday of last week.
And you're talking my language. I'm an angler.
You're not an angler. You threw a line into the water once.
Tell me about the Fisherman's Wharf.
Okay, so anyway, we're going down to the Fisherman's Wharf, and there were more Waymos than I could count. And they are, I'm not saying I'm ready to get in one, but they are incredibly accurate.
How?
So,
well, you'd have to be, or they'd be killing pedestrians every 5 minutes.
So I saw one Waymo pull this maneuver. So imagine you're in traffic, okay?
Okay.
There is a car in front of the Waymo that is has its turn signal on to turn left onto some nondescript street.
Okay.
Okay? But about two or three car lengths in front of it is a car that's parked on the curb. Okay? Or okay. At the curb.
Yeah.
The Waymo went around the car that was getting ready to turn, was in the parking lane, and then zoomed back out.
Oh, God. Waymo, by the way, is not currently operating in Kansas City.
It is in San Francisco.
Their autonomous ride-hailing service, Waymo One, is available in Phoenix, San Francisco,
oh, yeah.
LA, Austin, and Atlanta. This says Waymo does have plans to expand to other cities, but currently Kansas City is not on the list.
So this Waymo did this maneuver where it went around a car that was turning, got into the lane where cars were parked, and then zoomed back out between the turning car and the parked car. And I literally looked at Tasha and I go, that was a great move.
Yeah.
I said, that would be a move a driver would make, not a computer.
We had something within the last year called Neuro, N-U-R-O, which reminds me of the neurosurgeon you will need if this goes south. And in 2024... we had these in Kansas City with human beings in the driver's seat as like a testing, data collection, training module. They're not here yet. They were testing it here.
Okay.
It's coming. I'm telling you, it's coming.
They were everywhere. And it was.
But you didn't ride one?
No.
Why?
Because I had T's daughter to drive me everywhere. I
yeah, but I would do it just to say I did it. Hello, show prep.
I didn't know how to wave one down. I mean, it's not like a cab.
But it's an app. Which utilizes the internet on your phone. Did you see the story in the stack about the Tesla robo taxis in Austin?
Is this a lawsuit?
Tell me.
They expanded their territory. And let's just say that Tesla had a little bit of fun with where they decided to expand their territory. So, there is a picture of the map.
I've got it.
Oh my gosh, I see it.
So Dana,
put a circle over here.
How old is Elon Musk? So is he 12?
They've unveiled a map of the new robo-taxi expansion in Austin.
Circle over there.
Would you? Here is the picture.
Oh no, I see it.
Would you care to describe it?
No, I'm good. It sort of looks like a gigantic middle finger, but not quite. It's think lower.
Would
it
you think more on its phallic?
Own. In your anatomy, it's lower.
More phallic like.
Good Lord. Speaking of Waymo, they say in Austin, Tesla just doubled its robo-taxi service, and it is now larger in Austin than Waymo. Larger in scope.
Is it big?
It is, Scott. It's a large beacon of driverless power.
Yeah.
Stands tall.
Yeah.
It does stand tall. It's going to be hard to beat the competition.
Firm.
I have friends who have stopped in those taxis and done it and sent me videos, and I think I would do it just to say for the show, like I did it.
Well, we were in traffic next to a guy in a Waymo, and he's in the back seat. And it was really, we were stopped at a stoplight.
Yeah.
In downtown San Francisco. And I look over and there's this guy in the back seat of a Waymo. And there's nobody in the front, which is really weird.
Oh my God, I don't like
it. Which is really weird. And I'm just looking over there. You know, I'm 54 years old. Yeah. I'm used to there being a driver. And I look over at this car, and I was trying to get his attention, but he was reading a book or looking at his phone or whatever, and he never looked over. I was going to be like, aren't you scared? Are you nervous? But he never looked over.
What if you're in the car and you have to be sick, or you need to bail, or you want out of that car? Question number one. Question number two, can someone else get in your car? Like, could some weirdo just, like, let's say you're looking at that guy, could you just open the car door and be like, hey, what's this like?
My guess is, like with most modern cars,
no.
Once it reaches a certain speed, the doors lock.
Okay,
would be my guess. I have no
kidnapped
idea.
By one of those things. I want someone else to do it first. I'm like you. I don't know that I'm there.
People have
yet.
Done it.
No,
first.
But I want someone like with me. You do it, and then we'll talk about it. And then maybe in a year, I'll think about it.
There have been those horror stories. We saw the Waymo in California that just stopped in the middle of the highway, a 6-lane highway. It detected something that made it think it should stop.
It was lights from a distant police car.
And we're in lane 3 of a 6-lane highway in rush hour, and the car has just stopped. Doors are locked. You can't get out.
Nope.
Try calling that customer service line, Nancy Miller.
Speaking of lines, did you hear, Nancy, if that's really your name, that Spectrum is sounding the alarm in Kansas City, calling the latest act of sabotage, quote, domestic terrorism. Did you lose service? It's interesting because Scott and I are sitting in the studio right now and I'm trying to pull up the Golf Channel. And during a break, I said, what the heck is going on with these TVs? And Scott replies in an expletive that I cannot repeat on the air. I can't get CNN to turn on. Is this because some idiot hijacked the network, Sam?
Mine's working just fine.
Your cable's working fine?
Yeah.
Can we go to, I mean, my God, it's 2025, KMBZ. Can we get YouTube TV or something up in here?
Spectrum officials announced this week a 200% increase in attacks on its cable infrastructure so far this year, just in the state of Missouri, and they are calling it acts of domestic terrorism. The company says the attacks affect connectivity to government, to business, to residential customers, and several of you have been victims of several infrastructure attacks this year, including the June 20th one. Remember this, where the suspect deliberately went and just started cutting above ground cables. Why?
Are people still on cable?
It's more than that now, Scott. It's not just television. When they say connectivity to government, does your court services system go down? I'm asking. Does your the ability to connect with your government online, does that go down?
Well, and if
do the phones go down?
What? Well, yeah.
If it was just cable at home, I this would not be as dire as it is.
But don't most government services use Zoom or Cisco or whatever it is?
They still need an internet service, and if they cut the line to a tower or a beacon, you're not going to be able to get your streaming service anyway.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Post Malone. Hello. Seattle's Cal Raleigh became the first catcher and switch hitter to win the home run derby last night. Defeating.
Really?
Yep. Defeating Tampa Bay's Junior Caminero, 18-15 in the final round on Monday night.
Did you watch any of it?
I watched a little bit, not a lot.
We watched after pickleball at one of our favorite little spots where we go to eat sometimes after pickleball. And it was just the fans going nuts every single time grabbing the home run balls because they just lob them over. I mean, they're literally lobbing you softballs so that you can whack it out of the park. And every single time it happened, the fans are just going nuts trying to grab those balls.
Do you know who pitched to Cal Raleigh last night?
I don't remember, no.
His dad.
No. Mm-hmm. I saw the older guy, and he was just tossing it, tossing it.
Well, that's all they do. I mean, yeah. The goal is to let them
that
hit it.
That is so sweet.
That was his dad pitching to him.
Yeah, we didn't have audio because we were in a bar, but it was very sweet.
So here's a local story from last night in Atlanta. I did not know they did this, but there is also a high school home run derby that they do at the All-Star Game.
No way.
Yes. And the winner of the high school home run derby is a young man by the name of Bo Peterson.
Okay.
He'll be a senior next year at Mill Valley.
No way!
That is correct.
That is so great for him.
Bo Peterson was in Atlanta last night. He hit 26 home runs. It was on Saturday. I beg your pardon. To advance to the finals, tying Grady Emerson with both advancing to the final round last night. 26 home runs is the second most ever hit in the Derby, with only Bobby Witt Jr.
Wow.
hitting more in 2018.
We had so much fun, you guys.
So congrats to Bo Peterson.
Congrats with the Bobby Witt Jr. lookalike yesterday. Go back and find that on podcast. Because I posted the photo on the left of Nate and on the right, Bobby Witt Jr. They could be twins. And then the sports guys hooked us up with Nate and he was hilarious.
He was funny.
By the way, one more detail about the home run derby.
Yeah.
The catcher for Raleigh.
Was his brother, wasn't
it? His 15-year-old brother.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah.
I love baseball. When do they go back to playing for real, though?
Okay, so the All-Star game is tonight.
Yeah.
And then they're off tomorrow, and then they're back on Thursday.
It's time to go back.
I believe they're
time
back
to go
on
back.
Thursday. Well, there's a baseball game on tonight.
I know.
It's the All-Star game.
With all the best players. Yeah. Except for Jack.
Except for Jack Hags.
I don't want to talk about it. He's too young to be an All-Star. You got to put some time into being an All-Star.
And a 140 batting average is not going to get you there.
Okay. Moving on.
She is immune to any criticism of Jack Hags.
So wing and a miss, literally.
Not talking about it.
From the New York Post, a one-mile stream in Alaska called Nazi Creek.
Oh, God.
Has been renamed, finally, after 7 decades.
We're just now renaming that?
Yeah. It was named Nazi Creek starting in 1942.
My alma mater is still Seaman High School.
Named after a,
named after
grand,
a
wizard.
Grand wizard in the KKK.
No, an exalted Cyclops.
If you're going to call him out, do it right.
Can
yeah,
we,
if you're going to call out the racist, at least give him his proper title.
Can we go back to the ranking? You're an exalted Cyclops. Which is a monster with one eye.
Mm-hmm.
The KKK named one of their ranks after a monster with one eye.
Yeah.
Right. They got the monster part right. And let's focus here. We now know that that's who he was.
He was a monster.
They have the newspaper classified ads from way back when he is actively in the paper recruiting.
What was his first name?
Fred.
Fred Seaman.
And then this goes to a vote or goes to the community. Last year, Kerry went to one of the rallies, and no one wants to change the name Seaman High School. Mm-hmm. Forget that it's named after a KKK guy. It's not like he was a Robinson or a Johnson or a Parks or a Stevie.
Your dad once said that he thought it should remain Seaman High School.
He just said, why change it? And I said, because
Dad graduate there
too?
Yeah,
when people ask me where I went to high school, I say west of Lawrence. That's why. It's so embarrassing. It's so embarrassing.
They have an imperial wizard.
Oh, there's an imperial wizard.
So here are the ranks of the KKK.
Oh, yeah, please.
So is imperial wizard low or high?
I believe imperial wizard is pretty much at the top.
Okay, that's a big one.
Oh, no, grand wizard.
Okay.
Otherwise known as imperial wizard. Or national director.
Can we not just focus on the fact of the matter that that name needs to be changed?
Well, they had a vote on November 8th of 2021, and the school district board decided to keep it Fred A. Seaman High School.
Right.
A grand dragon is the leader within any given state.
Got it.
Do you know how embarrassing that is? It's embarrassing for the entire city. It really is embarrassing for everybody involved.
Well, we always talk about the Savannah Savages.
When you know better, you do better. And now we know, and it was a rumor for years, but now we actually know who he was, and they still voted to keep that god-awful name.
So listen to this. On November 8th of 2021, the district's board voted unanimously on an option C between the decisions to either change the district name or keep it. Because the district is named Seaman, too, is it not?
Yes,
and there's
Scott.
There's a middle school named Seaman Middle School and a high school named Seaman High School. Option C agreed to remove all references to Fred A. Seaman, including his image and likeness throughout the district, in an effort to divorce the community from the founder. However, both the name of the district, the middle school, the high school, district property, and merchandise would keep the name Seaman only under the assumption that the word no longer represents the man.
Seaman now, Seaman forever.
Okay.
Topeka.
Is that what they say?
Scott, Kerry went to a rally and was one of the only ones holding a sign that said, it is time for change. Everyone else was going, Seaman now, Seaman forever.
Okay. Why is there not a complete list of KKK titles anywhere? I've learned more about the KKK than
it's
I ever needed
so
to know.
So embarrassing.
913.
It's just so embarrassing.
913-58.
I like that name.
Seaman now.
He was a good old boy.
Seaman forever. 913-586-7798.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
So, if you've been on Facebook anytime recently, you couldn't help but notice that there's this company, 99, N-I-N-E, and the number 9, and they're setting up casting calls for the upcoming season of Ted Lasso. You can be a part of it. Be part of Ted Lasso season 4, which is going to start filming, I believe, next month in Blue Springs.
Yeah.
You get into the 99 casting call, and it's a virtual casting call, and about halfway through, they start asking you for some money and then recurring charges for you to be part of their agency. We're going to visit with local talent agent Kathy Hannis in the 5 o'clock hour, roughly 5:15. This is not real. Kathy will tell you, you never have to pay to play.
Right. One of the things, sadly, that I've read about this, because someone very close to me and very close to the program,
Who may or may not have been on the program last hour,
did a casting call a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
And I don't have the heart to tell her, is that the casting was wrapped up and done in June. Is one of the things, I think the Kansas City Star story, the casting agency that is in charge of casting Ted Lasso, wrapped up in June. So let's say this week or next week or last week, you thought, oh my gosh, I'm so excited, I'm going to go on this casting call.
Yeah.
You might have gone on a casting call.
Maybe you had a Zoom call on Saturday.
Maybe you did. But this was not the casting call for Ted Lasso because that's already passed.
Maybe you wore a Casey Current shirt and they really liked.
Oh, God. I don't have the heart to
tell
her.
And then you got on a flight that nearly went into the ground.
I don't have the heart to tell her. And we certainly are not going to tell her today. She's in the middle of nowhere hanging out with elk in Idaho. We are not telling her.
Okay. President Trump, and we do not get into politics, I just found this interesting, is considering an executive order to change the word soccer in the United States to football. He went to go see the Club World Cup match the other day with Chelsea and PSG. We're not going to get into that. Mm-hmm. Get off the stage. And now he
okay,
says,
are we getting into it or not?
No,
I'm literally looking at him like, what are you doing? So, could not possibly care less.
So he's considering an executive order to change the word soccer.
I'm considering
football.
An executive order to put you in timeout. Patrick Mahomes has been voted the NFL's top quarterback by AP writers.
Yeah, he has.
Boom.
Third straight year in a row.
Still stands atop of the NFL quarterbacks, 3-time Super Bowl MVP, has been voted NFL's number one quarterback by the AP in a preseason survey. This time, he had more competition for the top spot after being a unanimous choice in 2023 and 2024. It was a panel of eight AP pro football writers that ranked the top five players at quarterback. Who came in behind him? Josh Allen, I'm guessing. Yep, he finished second. Joe Burrow received the other first place vote and came in third. And Lamar Jackson came in fourth, followed by Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts in fifth?
Behind Mahomes one, Josh Allen two, Joe Burrow three, Lamar Jackson four, Jalen Hurts five.
Wow. Let's see here. Chris Jones was ranked as the second best defensive tackle. Travis Kelce, number five for tight ends. So you may recall there was a TV news anchor in Iowa, Jody Huzentrut.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Never solved her murder.
Right. 30 years ago, she disappeared on June 27th, 1995. Hulu is coming out with a new series.
I saw this.
They are revisiting her case, hoping to draw some new attention to her disappearance. It's called Her Last Broadcast, The Abduction of Jody Huzentrut.
I don't like that name, but go ahead.
Features more than 20 new interviews from her friends, family, colleagues, Iowa law enforcement officials. It is a three-part series produced by ABC News. They said that they got a number of tips when they featured her on 2020, back in 2022.
Yeah.
And they've decided to revisit the case. There's some new information that they've got, hoping that this will lead to more tips.
This was the young morning news anchor. And so keep in mind, morning news anchor. And so she was leaving her apartment at, I think, 2 in the morning.
4 a.m.
3. Back then, I guess we didn't have the 4 a.m. shows. So she leaves at 4 a.m., never shows up for work. And she's like a Sam. Like, he is always here. He is never gone. And if for some reason he didn't just show up, you would be like, something's wrong.
Right.
Something is wrong.
Yeah.
So they go to her apartment complex where she lives after she just doesn't come into work. And have you seen some of those crime scene photos, Scott?
So it says here that they believe that she was abducted shortly before 4 a.m. They found a hair dryer,
yep,
a red pair of shoes, and a bottle of hairspray next to her car.
One shoe.
One shoe.
And this irks me a little bit because at the time they were saying she had disappeared. You look at that photo around that car.
There were signs of a struggle.
She was taken. What, the door is cockamamie and is open. Her contents of her stuff is strewn all about. And there's one shoe.
Unsolved Mysteries has a fantastic episode about this case.
One of the recent ones?
Yeah.
Sam? The updated one?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll watch that because I don't know how they were not able to solve this, Scott, because apparently there was like a stalker guy at the station. There was someone that she had met for a drink. They never could quite pin it on.
So there
is, they had an idea of who did it.
There is a handprint on the car.
Yeah.
Which they believe was sign of a struggle. And whether or not that handprint is from her alleged abductor or not, I guess we'll find out in this three-part series from Hulu. She has remained, Huzentrut has remained in the public eye thanks to friends, family, and others who have remained interested in the cold case. Her disappearance has been the subject of numerous true crime shows. In 2024, a licensed private investigator offered a $100,000 reward for anyone who would lead police to her remains.
So, God, this bothers me.
It's been 30 years. 30 years.
How big is that? Is it Mason City, Iowa?
Mason City, Iowa. Let me look that up.
Why
it's not big.
Did they not call in more seasoned investigators? Listen to this line, Scott. I knew I remembered this part. The news anchor who was best known for leading KIMT's morning newscast disappeared while on her way to work in Mason City, Iowa in June of 1995.
27,000 people.
Police didn't initially think foul play was involved. Okay. Police, what are you talking about? She didn't show up for work. All of her stuff is strewn about her car. She's down a shoe.
Yeah.
And then they never find her. And you don't think foul play is involved?
Obviously foul play is involved.
My God.
It doesn't take a genius.
How have they not solved that?
It's not a big town. 27,000 people.
Yeah,
that's
but do
it.
They not have an Iowa Bureau of Investigation?
Of course
where they
do.
Could bring in somebody with experience in kidnapping and murder.
This is in north central Iowa, just south of the Minnesota state line. I mean, there is no big town anywhere even close.
I think they know who did it, and I think they just can't prove it. And I think one of the guys maybe has died.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. You're on Dana and Parks. I don't know if this is true. I'll look this up. Something in the text line says, remember her weatherman, Jody, her weatherman was Don Harmon at the time in Mason City, Iowa.
I sort of remember that. And the other sort of local scary connection here is that she apparently had had a dinner the night before.
Participated in a golf tournament the day before as well.
And had recently told people that someone was following her in a newer white truck of some sort, like following her around town. She also started taking self-defense classes about 9 months before she was taken. Okay. Then the day before, and she filed a police report about the white vehicle following her. There is a police report on file. The day before she disappeared, this says she played in a charity golf tournament, and two of her team members remember her saying that she was thinking of changing her phone number because she was receiving harassing phone calls, right? Fast forward, they go back to talk to the guy that was last known to have seen her the night before. He is now dead. He told police that she had visited his house the night before. He complied with a court order, provided DNA, fingerprints, and palm prints for the FBI. And a judge unsealed a portion of a search warrant into him and his car in April, just a few months ago, okay? Turns out investigators attached a GPS tracking device to his Honda Civic and his 2013 GMC pickup. The data tracked a vehicle traveling right after this happened from Iowa through Missouri, through Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and New Mexico before stopping in Phoenix over a four-day period.
Well, why were they tracking him in 2013 when the disappearance occurred in 1995?
I don't know, Scott. He was never charged. He was never named a suspect. He maintained his innocence until his death December 6, 2024. And one of the things I said to Scott during a break, Sam, is that sadly, news anchors have creepy people who follow them and call them and email them and all of those things. She could have had someone stalking and harassing her that wasn't the same person that murdered her.
But I'm with Scott. There's no way he followed her in a 2013 truck in 1995. Also, I'm confused about this handprint because typically the suspect are men. She's a woman. Did they not look at the size of the handprint?
This struggle was so violent. That's why I'm so annoyed. And they're, we don't know that foul play was involved. Okay. That her keys were bent and on the ground outside of the car. So whatever happened was a violent struggle outside of that car. But if, you know, let's say he had her remains with him. This is where this is so sad for the family. She was declared dead years ago.
2001 or two, yeah. I believe.
You know, let's say he drove through all of those states and then made a random stop in Phoenix for 4 days.
But I mean,
the family just wants her remains brought back home.
Yeah, and I can understand that. But what are they hoping to gain if he was the suspect or one of the suspects? I mean, it's 17 years later. What do you think? He's going to just pull over to the side of the road and visit her remains 17 years after the fact? Why are they GPSing this guy in 2013?
I see what you're saying. They did not follow him in the days after she disappeared. They followed him 18 years after the fact. Scott, I have no idea.
What, is he just going to drive by and pay his respects?
Well, and for that matter, he could have been on the way to, you know, California to see the Alcatraz. Like, there could be any number of reasons he did that.
Right. Anyway, it's out on Hulu. It is her last broadcast, The Abduction of Jody Huzin-Truitt. Okay. Story here, and Sam, we'll need you to weigh in because you are the younger of the three. More than 4 in 5, so more than 80% of young people in America say they are overwhelmed with their social life, 88%, digital life, 83%, and their diet, 81%. You are some overwhelmed people.
Yeah. I could see that. I don't what diet. Why diet?
It just says here, overwhelmed by their diet, 81%. On a social level, people find it overwhelming to maintain relationships. By the way, we're talking about younger Americans here.
Expectations are far higher when it comes to friendships and relationships than they used to be because of the connectedness.
Overwhelmed to maintain relationships, 38%. Finding time to hang out with friends, 32%. Digitally, younger Americans also find staring at screens and social media to be too much, 42%.
You know, people are going back to flip phones. That's why.
Well, it's happening. I fell off the wagon, and I notice a difference. My mental health is not as good as it was for the months that I was limiting my use.
So are you, like, completely bought back in?
Like an hour a day, at least. Yeah, it's bad. Really bad.
Oh.
And I'm not, like, sitting looking at it for an hour contiguously. Continually? Whatever. But over the course of the
day.
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
Over the course of a day, I probably net an hour of social media time.
Do you think you're addicted to it? And I use the word addicted in air quotes?
I mean, I can't walk to the bathroom without pulling my phone out of my pocket to scroll.
Ooh, okay.
But huh.
I do the same thing.
Trying to kill that again. I went cold turkey at the beginning of the year.
Don't start playing 2048.
Is that game you made me play yesterday?
Yes!
Don't you ever do that again.
Put it on your phone.
No.
Put it on your phone.
14 years old.
I don't care.
You're like Scott with Spotify.
News coming up in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.